we're now going to turn to our Campaigners for Black Lives series. And I would like to welcome our guest today is Dr. Malina Abdullah. She is a campaigner, a founder, one of the founding members of Black Lives Matter LA. She is a professor, author, and community organizer, as well as a mom. Dr. Malina Abdullah, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Margaret.
Okay, Malina, what we'll do, because there are a couple of things I know you quickly want to talk about. I'm not going to play the video of George Floyd, the latest victim now. He can't breathe. It's like Eric Garner all over again. People have seen that on the mainstream media. I would, though, like to play this short poem called Black 101 and have you respond, Malina.
Black 101. Fear is a magnetizer. It changes the polarity of black bodies, makes them highly attractive to bullets, police batons, tasers, white rage, white guilt, and blue-eyed blondes. Fear is a multiplier. It turns children into men, men and women into monsters, and non-compliant teens into dangerous gangs and threatening mobs. Fear is a magician. It turns hip-hop into gangster rap, plastic toys into guns, cigarillos, cell phones, wallets, brazenness, and extended index fingers into high-caliber weapons. Fear is a revisionist history class. It turns people of color into the enslavers, Confederate soldiers, lynch mobs, Klansmen, night riders, and terrorists. Fear is a sniper. It takes dead aim, aims to kill, kills for sport and pleasure, is pleased to take souvenirs and stuffs and mounts its trophies.
Well, Malina, that poem I thought really expressed the continuum, doesn't it, of the devaluation of black lives and the threat that we all face just leaving the house. I mean, your response to that, because now we have George Floyd. It's almost like a rerun of what happened with Eric Garner in Minneapolis. We have this white woman in Central Park calling the police on a black man who simply asked her to put her dog on a leash. Then there was Ahmaud, his killing, which was really being chased down and then shot and killed, really a lynching. Malina, your thoughts on this and what we're facing in Southern California, in Los Angeles.
Sure. So the murder of George Floyd, anybody who's seen the video, you can't help but be outraged. But also, if you allow yourself to really feel what's happening, you can absolutely taste the lineage of police as descending from slave catchers. The officer who was sitting on his neck had 10 minutes to make a different choice. You saw people standing around begging for George Floyd's life, some trying to physically intervene and then having weapons pulled on them. And that officer knew he had all power. He knew he had the power to take black life, to steal black life, and he did. And so I think that it's really important that we understand that as we talk about the legacy of policing and why in Los Angeles we're pushing for a divestment from policing, that really what we're seeking to divest from is a system that descends from slave catching, a system that sees black people as non-human, as chattel, as something that has... as people who have no power, not even people who have no power, but beings that they can just steal lives from with no repercussion. And so we saw that in Minneapolis very vividly. And we also need to know that LA County Sheriff killed somebody right here in Los Angeles yesterday, right? And we also need to know that Kenneth Ross Jr. was murdered by Gardena police as if he were being hunted like a wild animal. And we also need to know that you know, Christopher DeAndre Mitchell was murdered in a span of 15 seconds as he was complying with the orders of Torrance PD. So we have to stand up. We have to be outraged by the murder of George Floyd, but we also have to be outraged by the murders that happen right here every day. And so Black Lives Matter is saying, you know, we've done the online protests for the last 2 or 3 months, and it's time to come out of our homes and say enough is enough. So we'll be having an in-person protest today at 4 o'clock in front of Jackie Lacey's office, saying the firing of those officers in Minneapolis is not enough. The elevation of these names is not enough. We want officers here and there to be prosecuted. So that's today at 4 o'clock in front of Jackie Lacey's office at 211 West Temple.
Right. And you all also have a rather comprehensive list of demands, don't you? How can people access them and what can they do to support them?
Sure. So we have a list of Black demands, especially given the coronavirus pandemic. We need to remember that, you know, we've talked about disaster capitalism, that this moment is being used by repressive forces to harass, brutalize, and kill Black people. So please go to tinyurl.com/blackLADemands to see a list of immediate and long-term demands. Then at 10 o'clock today, here's another action if you don't want to leave your house. We need you to call into the city council meeting, and all of this information is at blmla.org, and it's also on our social media, on Twitter at BLMLA and on Instagram at BLM Los Angeles, as well as Facebook Black Lives Matter Los Angeles. We need you to call into the city council meeting. The mayor of Los Angeles is proposing a budget that allocates 54% of the city's general fund to LAPD. We're saying no way, that we want money for services and resources, not more police who brutalize and kill us.
Right.
That information is at peoplesbudgetla.com.
Okay, Melina Abdullah, a lot going on there. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us and also for partnering with us for our weekly Campaigners for Black Lives series. And we also post a lot of this information on our website. Thank you, Dr. Melina Abdullah. Thank
you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Sister Margaret.